This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, August 21st, brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The AgriPulse news team is on the road, bringing you the latest in the news from agriculture. Lydia Johnson is in Chicago at the Democratic National Convention. She caught up with House Ag Committee member Sanford Bishop of Georgia, who described the mood he sees on the convention floor.
There's a lot of gratitude and love for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and what they've done in this past 3.5, almost 4 years. There's a lot of excitement for being able to go forward and continue that work.
Bishop says he looks forward to the work Congress can do for rural America and agriculture.
I look forward to our being able to, in America, to continue to produce the highest quality, the safest, the most abundant, the most economical and affordable food and fiber anywhere in the world, that we can feed people who are hungry, that we can eliminate food insecurity.
Noah Wicks is in Mitchell, South Dakota at Dakota Fest, where today House GOP member Dusty Johnson shared his frustration with Senate Agriculture Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow.
I have no idea why retiring Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow hasn't released text. I have no idea. I mean, we've been working on this thing for 3 years. I mean, we released concepts well over a year ago. We released text. We passed it out of committee months and months ago. I just, for the life of me, I cannot get a straight answer why Chair Stabenow hasn't apparently done a thing.
Johnson says the Senate Farm Bill text does not have to agree with the House offered version.
You don't need to agree on everything to release text. The Senate and the House don't have to agree on everything to pass their own versions. That's actually how you, that's progress. Because then you've got two final, I mean, you get a House version, a Senate version, then you go to conference and you're able to smooth out those jagged differences. We don't even have Senate text to start to resolve differences with. And so, I hate to say that it takes two to tango, but it takes two to tango, and I am befuddled as to why Chair Stabenow hasn't released text.
Senate Ag Committee member John Thune was also at Dakota Fest and agrees that reference prices need to be increased, but he admits that leads to debate over which crops and how much.
There's always, again, a fight. The reference price increase is going to go more to southern states or more to northern states. And when I talked about mandatory base acre updates, that also, you know, that's an old way of distributing revenue under the safety net programs that basically allows people who had acres planted 20 years ago to continue to get payments even though they might not be planted to that crop today. And then we've added crops, so there's a lot of give and take within a farm bill, and how you resolve that requires a lot of sort of figuring it out.
Thune believes tariffs can be an effective tool to resolve trade imbalances, but he does not support a blanket approach.
I'm a believer that if you're being treated unfairly, if, for example, our trading relationship with China, if they're cheating, the use of tariffs in a selective way to sort of punish that bad behavior makes sense to me. But it's selective, they're targeted as opposed to uniform. And what's been suggested by some in my party is just uniform across the board tariffs. And I don't subscribe to that view. I think tariffs can be used in a way as a foreign policy tool, as a trade tool, but they need to be used selectively and not indiscriminately.
From the DNC, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will accept the party's nomination as vice president tonight. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast? Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Don't miss the testimonials and opportunities for farmers. The benefits keep growing. Subscribe and listen today to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast. Available wherever you get podcasts. Better, Cleaner, Now. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.